At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Winter is coming.
Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Yokohama tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. That's TireRack.com, TireRack.com, TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
This is the Best of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon on Fox Sports Radio.
Greetings. Welcome inside. Happy Wednesday, unlike any other in the last 47 years of my life. Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Yes, we have Kevin Durant slipping. He is out of his home debut after falling in the layup line. We have big stuff with Ja Morant, of course, the day after for Lamar Jackson, Aaron Rodgers. But I got to be honest. If I don't curse on the show tonight, I'll never curse. I shouldn't say never. You never say. If I don't curse on the show tonight, likely I will never curse on the show. Jim Boeheim is out at my alma mater after 47 seasons and a loss today to Wake Forest in their opening game of the ACC tournament. Already a college basketball Hall of Famer. They lose on the buzzer beater, which was just insane. Which I'll tell honestly, if I lost game, if I was 74, 75, 76, 77 years old, 78 years old, and I lost a game like Syracuse lost today where some average player hits a turnaround Michael Jordan twisting in the air jumper to tie a game.
Oh, it wasn't that 20 fancy. Seconds Come left. On. There and was then, no defense. You guys didn't play defense.
And then there's a desperation three that's just chucked up at the buzzer to win. Yeah, I'd probably walk away too. I'd say, you know what? I can't deal with these losses. I mean, that was just punch in the gut. And then a few hours later, Jim Boeheim is no longer the head coach at Syracuse. I walked into Syracuse as a freshman in the fall of 1988. Already Boeheim had been there a dozen years, and he was coming off a Final Four appearance, the loss in the championship game to Indiana on the last second shot, the Keith Smart shot that you see everywhere. I got to explain who Keith Smart is to millennials. It's okay. And he was a legend then. Hey, here we are in the Final Four. We were there in the championship game. We were one possession away from winning the championship. I walked in there as a 17-year-old, and he was already larger than life. I'm 52 now. I am 52. 52. And Boeheim is now out. I know. I'm a grown-ass man. And this is how Boeheim now is out. After 35 more years at Syracuse, Boeheim goes out. And this is why I say about never cursing. Because for a guy, for whatever you want to say about him, we'll talk about Syracuse and the direction of the program and how they've not fared well in recent years, a losing year last year, and maybe no postseason this year. Although if you're the NIT, you're like, we have room for Jim Boeheim in the NIT field. We can, that'll be a pretty big story. A lot of people watching TV for Jim Boeheim. For him to go out like this, right? This is not how Hall of Famers go out. I don't care if it was difficult. I don't care if Boeheim didn't want to go. I don't care if you pushed him out. You figure out a better way to say goodbye and part with a guy who was your program for 47 bleeping years. You figure out a way for a guy who won a national championship and went to 7 Final Fours and, 15 Big East championships. You find a better way than Boeheim at a press conference today saying that, hey, if you paid attention, I gave my retirement speech last week. Nobody picked up on it. Wait, what? You're retiring? So, Jim, you're retiring? No, it's not my decision. It's the university's decision. But wait, you said you gave your retirement speech. You're retiring. No, it's the university's decision. And then he's out. And there's no announcement of his retirement. It's just he won't be returning as Syracuse's head coach. How does today unfold like this for that kind of legend? I'm at Frostburg. I mean it. Listen to it from Boeheim's own mouth following the game when the I won't be returning as Syracuse head coach storyline started to pick up.
Well, I gave my retirement speech on the court last Saturday, and I gave it in the press conference afterwards, and nobody except William Payne figured it out.
Are you saying right now that you're going to retire?
This is up to the university.
You want to come back?
I didn't say that.
Okay, but so what are you saying? You're not saying you're retiring, but you're not.
Said it. I don't know.
So you don't know. Okay.
I said this is up to the university.
Are you saying right now that you're going to retire?
This is up to the university.
You want to come back?
I didn't say that.
How will you make a determination about when you will come back?
You're talking to the wrong guy.
I'm the dude.
I'm Ron Burgundy. That's what I was waiting for at the end. How is that how it goes? That's an exchange with Donna DeTota, who is a longtime Syracuse beat reporter who covers Syracuse.com, Syracuse Post Standard, the newspaper. Think about that. This is how Boeheim goes out. You want to come back? I didn't say that. You're retiring? Ask them. How is it this contentious? I don't care. Look, I understand if guys get pushed out, right? This is how it goes in the world of sports. You age and you become someone who, hey, are you still the leader of the program or are you holding the program back? If you hang on too long, this is how it goes. I understand that. I get that part of it. But if you wanted to push Boeheim out, you got to figure out a way to do it better than that. You got to figure out a way to say, we are going to be able to give a huge thank you to the coach. We're going to have some kind of a party or a celebration or something.
How about a parade,
Why not, right? I'll go right down South Salina Street in Syracuse. All the bars I used to go to there.
They have streets in Syracuse?
Yes. Oh, yeah. They're great streets, man. Get it anywhere. Yeah. Okay. It's just Syracuse is great. It's really built for a lot of shortcuts to get to places. You don't have to take the freeway.
Fantastic. Nowhere?
Syracuse kind of was the road to nowhere, and I got out. But you figure out a way to make it not this, because however you feel, if Boeheim was hanging on to, he was Syracuse basketball. He was the rock star of rock star head coaches in college basketball. We don't talk about a lot of guys like we talk about Jim Boeheim. We talked about Coach K and Boeheim. They were the big guys. Once in a while, John Calipari would get our attention. Not for a while. But Boeheim was always someone who stirred the pot and was a big personality. Was the big personality. The guy coached USA basketball. He coached in the Olympics. And this is how he goes out with a crazy crazy ass backwards press conference where it's like a Abbott and Costello routine where it's who's on first. This is how you couldn't figure it out. But I don't care that if it's got messy. It was this because Boeheim, maybe he didn't want to go back. I don't care if it. You figure out a better way than that. And if this is a way, he's going to go out and say what he wants to say. You figure out a way to lead that and say, hey, Jim is ready. Let's figure out something. You needed to do better job so it didn't end today like this with that kind of back and forth of you want to come back. I didn't say that. He didn't say he wanted to come back to a university. He never left. He walked on campus as a freshman, played for the team there, never left. That's what he always says. I walked on as a freshman. I've never left. More than 50 years ago, this is what he was able to do. And you can't find a better way to figure that out. I'm just so pissed that this is how it goes down. Forget about what he accomplished and didn't accomplish the last few years. That's a stop. I'm going to kick your ass, Frostburg. And
he's
you
not
too,
wrong.
Harmon. And you too, Harmon. Both of you guys.
Harmon's at the presser
both of you
right
guys.
Now.
You
know, Mike, how was it?
I want to bang your heads together.
It was everything I ever hoped it would be.
I'm going to bang your heads together. This is
You know what? WrestleMania's in a couple of weeks, you numbskulls.
You know,
exactly.
I get that every coach doesn't get away to write his own ticket out. Doesn't get to retire the way he wants to.
Yeah, but he had it, and he didn't take it.
Right, but so
nobody picked up on it last week.
I understand
But even before that, several years ago, I'm leaving. I'm not really going to leave.
But this
you
is
had
where,
your opportunity. So this time, if you were sticking your feet in the sand
matter.
And saying, come take me on, blank you, you're gone.
You look awful that you can't send your 47-year head coach off better than that, better than a ridiculous press conference where it sounds like he's pissed, and a 47-year affiliation with the university is ending like this. I mean, come on, man. This is not how you do it. It's not. And I'm sorry, but this is some of the tough decisions you get paid for. Because you know what stopped me for a second? I think you knew if you were Chancellor Kent Severud or anybody else that boy Jim Boeheim leaving. If it's going to be ornery, we're going to look bad. Let's figure out a way to handle it. This is what you get paid for, man. This is what you get paid for to make those big-time decisions where, the coach is he doesn't want to come back. We don't know. You get paid to make sure this goes smoother, and that didn't happen. And that makes me really pissed because this is a guy that gave everything to Syracuse. He gave absolutely everything. And there's not many guys like that who would stay for that long and stay and continue to go through and have a coaching tree and all kinds of stuff going on. And send countless guys to the NBA. You find
he
a better
paid
way
Mello,
to do it.
Yeah.
We know everybody gets
whatever.
Paid. It's okay.
Yeah, everybody gets paid.
Doesn't matter.
I mean, folks denied it for many, many years. I mean, look at around our town where we broadcast from, fellas. Folks still want to put their heads in the sand and just talk about greatness. Like, no. It all comes together. Let's put everything in a great big hug as to how you put together championship runs and dynasties in our history. For Boeheim, he had the opportunity. Like, he had ample opportunity. Needs to leave. I'll never believe he didn't, right? So he chose to stay there. Fine. When it was looking like it was the end several years ago, we were on air talking about it. It was awkward at that point because there was no end game on it. And what do? This is all you've known. It's 47 years. This is where Syracuse...
47?
Exactly. Shut up!
This is where the administration, to some degree, and I understand your angst, but this is one where your heart's going to get in the way of your head to a degree, Jason. Is that he's Boeheim, which means they can handle it a little less soft gloves than it might be another coach. Why? Because this guy's brought it on himself with the way he's handled people and handled things at pressers, including student reporters. And he's had a number of bad looks in that. Nothing in terms of huge scandal, truly, you know, through the years, as much as we may ride you on the paying of Carmelo, you got your title and move on. But it's the kind of thing that for Boeheim, it seemed like there was going to be more of the I'll leave when I'm ready, because that was the quote earlier in the year, right? Whatever he said last week or 2 weeks ago, I slyly put it in. Yeah, beat it. You basically said you're taking my coaching job from my cold, dead hand. And you know what? They decided they weren't going to wait that long. And they came and got it off of a lackluster season, another one. Tied for eighth, last year ninth, year before that eighth, year before that tied for sixth, tied for seventh, tied for tenth. Do I want to keep going? No. I mean, it's a long way back to 2013.
But this is where, and I understand all of that, and I get the pushing out, and I get that, because look, I'm sad and I'm optimistic because, you know, I like going to the NCAA tournament. I like having big runs and not just every 3 years, maybe we're good enough to squeak in and have a Sweet 16
Dude,
run.
Dude, the guy gave you one national championship in 47
That's
years.
True.
You're acting
47.
Like he's the king.
You know how many championships my teams have had in my 52 years on Earth?
Oh, that's a really valid point.
That's
okay,
like a that's like a quarter of them.
I'll back out.
I mean, that's squeezed
like a quarter of them, man.
I mean, you know, you talk about and squeezing and clenching and all that, creating diamonds.
I mean, but yeah, like
that's,
the
that's what you
like,
got here.
Like the king, five Final Four appearances in 47 years? That's crap.
Yeah, 47 years. Yeah, but it's not just winning. It's the Final Four.
You know why he has
a
1,015 wins? Because he's been there for 47 years.
He's got 100 more they took away because, a guy didn't take a class.
Well, he should have taken the class.
He should have at least had a proxy.
I get
you tell
that.
Me there wasn't a dope at his lunch table that he couldn't have given $5?
Well,
you get some of my meal pass.
Hey,
go take a bag of cereal with you. That's your payment.
He did pick up the phone and wish you a happy birthday, though, when I called
he
him.
Did
so
it,
I got to say.
He called
you
a jerk, too.
Look, he did.
He did not do that.
It was actually jerk face.
Okay. Let's stop before I want to punch both of you more. Look, I understand. I understand the pushing out, and he's going to be ornery. He doesn't want to go. I understand that. But this is your university, and this is where. I'm just the chancellor. I'm just the athletic director. I'm just John Wildhack. I'm just a guy. No, this is where it's. Hey, Jim. This is what's happening. We can either make this really good, and we can do this, or we cannot. We can fail because I fail to see how they couldn't have figured this out going on.
Right.
They,
but
they
what
couldn't
if,
have
but
figured
what if
this
we
out.
We don't know 100% that they didn't try, Jason.
Right, but no, there's no try. Do or do not. No, there is
no
try.
No,
hey,
no,
Yoda.
No.
Yoda,
but
that's not the case. You figure out a 47 years. You
what
figure
do you want
out
to bring? A nostalgic
you
cake as he's sitting there
way.
All salty after a loss? Hey, Jim, congratulations on a job done.
You
we
figure
got you
out
a nice
job
cake,
done.
And here's a giant bucket of ice cream. Rocky
done.
Road, your favorite.
Rocky Road ice cream. No, I'm sorry. That's what you get paid for. You get paid to figure this out and not make it be the blank
it's
show that
Syracuse.
It was. It's Boeheim.
It's Boeheim.
Boeheim's bigger than Syracuse.
Yeah,
he's
no,
the most. He's if you said to me college if you said to any college basketball fan, other than the coach who coaches your team, give me one coach who's coaching right now in college basketball. The second name outside of Mick Cronin or Tom Izzo, the second name is Jim Boeheim.
Well, then that just
the
means your
name.
Program is a sorry ass program.
Well, but that means you've been around forever. And you got a guy who's loud, and when he's mad at reporters and threatens them or yells at them and whatever, that it makes some news. Why? Because we're entertained. Because he's the last of the crotchety old guys. Yeah, you get some flashbacks.
Crotchety old guys.
But look at the rest of the other coaches. What did they all do? They begged out because NIL, we had J.R. Tolver on talking about initiatives and resistance from older coaches last night, right? Coach K's talked about it. I got this. Remember, Dabo was supposed to retire when guys started getting paid. Still see him collecting his huge check. This is the last of those guys that was all surly. Because right now, if you asked an average person that what they know about the NFL, they think Derek Carr is God because everybody's talking about him. Just because they talk about him and they know his name doesn't mean he's any good anymore.
I told you that about Derek Carr. I'm with you on the Derek Carr part of it.
And
I'm
Jim Boeheim.
There. No, now you stop with that. You shut up. It's going to be Live Drop Wednesday. The Harmon, you shut up. I'm going to say that to you all night. You shut up.
Yep, tell
you
me I'm
shut
wrong.
Shut up. You
tell me
shut
it.
Up.
Tell me I'm wrong without it being your emotions and your Syracuse degree clouding your judgment. Look into your heart. You know it to be true.
One national championship.
Pat Fitzgerald is overrated.
Years.
That's what I'm doing to you.
What a garbage can this
Pat
guy is.
You know, both of you just stop. And you guys both just
no,
stop.
It's a hell of a run.
You
but
guys
is
both
it
just
he had the up. Look, Justin, whatever you got, longevity
no, I understand.
In any job, I'll stipulate to if you're in, and look, there's obviously others where legal
it just means they couldn't hire anybody else. That's all this
you
means.
You shut up. You all of you shut up.
Is that you're there a long time? I respect the aptitude. I respect the continuity and all of that because we champion that in all of these other programs. What do we talk about in the NFL to start with anything? Either I'm complaining that the line sucks or I'm talking about how they're too fickle with their GMs and coaches, so there's never a continuity and a direction for more than 12 to 24 months. Here, yeah, you got 47 years, but it was
47.
Clear for the last 5-6 that it was done. That it was done and that he was done, but he didn't want to go out, right? He named his successor. How many guys get the name?
That's good. Harmon's done. Cut him off. Harmon's done.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. They'll show you the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Pirelli tires. They're shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Pirelli test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know, something's going to happen one day, and I'm going to come in, and Frostberg's not going to be talking to me. Why? I'm suing you. Why? For everything that's going on with the show, I go, what have I ever said to you? And he's going to play back this compilation of, I'm going to kick your ass. I will key your car. Frostberg, I'm going to knock you out. He's
948 occurrences of car keying. He wanted to smother Fenley with a pillow. We're going to send you to one of those rage rooms. Yeah. Just let you swing a bat around for a while. You got to let this one go, buddy.
Did you say these things about Frostberg? No, it sounds like me, but it wasn't. That was actually Harmon doing an impression of
me. It was actually
me.
Jim Boeheim crying in the corner.
No, what'll end up happening is it'll play out like when the Saturday Night Live skit, the legendary shooting of Buckwheat. And they're like, oh,
you know. They had it for you live. Remember, it was live. Yeah. The legendary shooting.
He was the kindest, gentlest, most humble and gracious person I ever met. Do you believe he killed Buckwheat? Oh, yeah, definitely.
Oh, yeah.
That's all he ever talked about.
That's all he heard. John David Stutz, right?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, that's all he ever talked about.
Ted Koppel here with ongoing.
Look, it's so with Boeheim today. We talked about it last hour. It's just so awkward how it comes down at the end where he doesn't really retire and he doesn't say that he's walking away. He doesn't say that he's being forced out. Just a ridiculously awkward press conference following Syracuse's loss to Wake Forest in the ACC tournament today. Let's hear the exchange. I mean, this is how a 47-year head coach, Hall of Fame head coach, gets to go out with this kind of back and forth with a reporter about his future following his team getting knocked out in the tournament.
Well, I gave my retirement speech on the court last Saturday, and I gave it in the press conference afterwards, and nobody except William Payne figured it out.
Are you saying right now that you're going to retire?
This is up to the university.
You want to come back?
I didn't say that.
Okay, but, so what are you saying? You're not saying you're retiring, but you're not saying.
I just said it. I don't know.
So you don't know. Okay.
I said this is up to the university.
Are you saying right now that you're going to retire?
This is up to the university.
You want to come back?
I didn't say that.
How will you make a determination about when you will come back?
You're talking to the wrong guy.
That's your coach of 47 years.
All right, put the bright lights on him like it's Sipowicz.
All right, number one.
Yeah, we found that at laying in the aisle three in the bodega.
That's your guy.
One of the new drops we need, T-shirt, is Boeheim saying, I didn't say that. Because that's my favorite part. So you want to come back? I didn't say that. But you want to come back? I didn't say that. I mean, it's so awkward.
That's almost awful. As good as Spike Lee's, but nobody told me.
I didn't say that. So you're retiring. I didn't say that. I didn't say it. Talk to the university. Wait, but you want to retire? I didn't say that. You want to come back? I didn't say that. Wait a minute. What is happening here? That's like a conversation. I could have seen it. Just keep going with it.
Who's
why stop
first?
There? I mean, Donna DeToto, who's a Syracuse beat reporter. I mean, the whole thing just, I'm awful. Like, I didn't say that. So what are you saying? I gave it last week. You did. So you're retiring. I didn't say that. But you just said you gave your retirement speech. No, I didn't say that. Ask the university. It's like, what is, how is it that awkward? How is it
Cues,
that
yo.
How
that's
is it
your
that
institution
bad?
Right
but
there.
But that's the thing, though. But look what he did there. Does he need to be that guy? Mm. No. Look, he played the character. And this is where it's a dangerous thing when you create that level of a character as a coach, as a player, whatever else, whatever life you're trying to project, right? That's where Ja Morant is now in this world of, all right, what's real, what's imagined, and how do you get out of it, right? You get stuck in that moment. You talk to all the people that have played for Belichick through the years. Rich Ohrenberger was in for you last night, told a couple of great stories, did his impressions and laughing about, you know, guys and their video game habits and whatever else. Just funny as hell. That's not the guy you get at press conferences. Popovich, from all accounts, you know, the fatherly figure, jovial, off the court, whatever, on the court. All right, I'm going to give you two words. I'm going to glare at you in press conferences. I'm going to be a pain in the ass. And so for Boeheim, he had the opportunity to try to at least flip the script a little bit and not come off as so terse and combative and give a little bit of context. You give a bunch of three-word answers. No, I didn't say that. It's in their court. It's like, well, no, it's a 47-year relationship. And I know relationships of a long time could go to hell really fast. But the fact of the matter is he goes in front of the presser, and he didn't need to make it like that. That's on him for escalating. I'm not saying it's a good situation, and certainly don't absolve Syracuse and the brass there. Whatever the conversations have been throughout this season, going back to last season, going back to the first time, what was it, 5 years ago or 7 years ago or however long it was. It's in our tenure here at Fox Sports Radio that he was supposed to go away and then decided, nah, that coach in waiting, he can wait forever.
I'm not leaving.
He could have made this easier.
Here's the thing. I agree with you, but you're the university. You know how he's going to react. You know how he's going to. So this is on you to say, all right, we have to be the ones to kind of take it on the chin here.
Well,
right?
or you say, hey, Jim, you're not meeting the media after losing because you're a child.
We got to be the ones that okay, we have to do a little bit of bending here, even though we don't want to, because we got to make sure that Boeheim goes out the way he should, because this reflects poorly on us, poorly on the university, and it's all people are going to talk about. It's going to be the lasting image of Jim Boeheim, and nobody wants that. You have to, I'm sorry, you got to figure that out. It's what you get paid the big money for. We talked about getting paid big money. You get paid big money for that. It's what you need to be doing. And so, yeah, so the school needed to be able to say, all right, let's figure out the right way to do it. And they didn't do it. And it's unforgivable. And suddenly he can't even say if he's retiring. He's this. The university, all they're saying is, thanks, Jim. Whoa, nothing. Here's a statement on Twitter. Well, thanks for 47. That's what you get. Give him a gold watch, too. Here, take this watch, Jim. We appreciate it. Thank you. As we're all watching the NCAA tournament without our teammate. Thanks, Jim. I mean, I really get that. I get that Boeheim could have done it, but this is who he is. He's always been prickly and ornery. He's always been that way, right? But what do I tell? But this is how beloved he is for not just fans and people who went to Syracuse and players, but entire college basketball. Bam's a big personality. He's a guy that everybody knows who he is. Everybody does. That's why it's the big biggest story in sports tonight. It's why it's trending at the top of Twitter because, I mean, well, that and Kevin Durant slipping and falling. But, well, I mean, yeah. There's a reason that that's up there, and there's a reason that's there. And you have to figure out a better way to be able to handle this situation because you know how he's going to react, and you should have done it. And I know I'm sound like I'm you're letting a bad kid off with bad behavior doing it. Yeah, well, okay. When the guy's done what he's done for 47 years, yeah, you kind of need to find a better way that this can go across to not have it end in such an awkward. This is how it ends for Bane.
Maybe they don't like the guy.
Maybe they don't like him.
He did something.
I don't care, man.
Maybe he treated them like garbage.
I don't care because you know what that's going to look like. That you can't. This is how it walks.
Oh, he'll
away.
Be on Dan Patrick's show in the morning cussing people out.
He might.
Yeah, no, that's true.
But you know what? The funny thing, you say media. I will tell you this. I don't know that Boeheim's a guy that has many regrets because this is just who he's been for his entire life, right? I'll shoot from the lip. I tell you, my favorite quote about him is when he had that, when he was serving that suspension for the violations, and Jay Billis went to watch a game with him at his home, went to watch Syracuse game, was being coached by Mike Hopkins at the time before he left for Washington. My best quote, Boeheim, was after something happened and there was a timeout on the floor, he said to Jay Billis, "I wish I was at the game so I could take that player out. Like, I want to be in the game so I could take him out of the game. Like, well, that's why I want to be there."
Suspensions and other violations. Because, going back to the retirement thing, like, he has the opportunity to say, "I have no interest in retirement." Didn't need to put it in that. I don't know. No, you know. If you want to keep coaching, you may not be at Syracuse, but you could have answered that like a grown-up. Whatever's going on with Syracuse, you could have done that. Now, putting out the press release of, "Hey, here's the guy that's succeeding him," and good luck to that. You've got an opportunity to go forge greatness, but it is certainly a curiosity as Adrian Autry goes and takes over the program that for Boeheim, you've got the reputation. Look, you're there 47 years. You become one of the elder statesmen. And just like I cited with Belichick and Popovich, you know, people want to hear it, right? We love great quotes or terrible quotes or nothing that we get to extrapolate on. And in this case, this is a lot of, well, what really went on behind the scenes? We don't know. They might have been having it might be the Lamar Jackson situation, except with a coach. We've been talking about this for 2 years, and we've made no headway. So here we are. So with Boeheim, again, you know, the university wears it, and part of it is if you really wanted him gone at some other point in this tenure, then, yeah, you probably should have played hardball at some other point. And we're watching all the elder statesmen coaches walk away, others that might be forced out of where they are based on the lack of success, right? Calipari, a lot of people calling for his job, and, well, Rick Pitino's bounced around, doesn't have the same cachet. I mean, because he's been there for 47 years, Boeheim still has that. If he'd been coaching anywhere else, does he have the same juice? If he had a second or a third school on the resume, probably not, because it's not the same act, and he's not seen as, you know, a figure who's a living, walking, breathing, curmudgeonly statue in front of you at the podium. But here we are, and it's an awkward, terrible thing. My condolences to all of you Syracuse alum in media, radio, and television. It's a dark day and a cloud because of all of these years, because it's the only thing you've ever known in your waking life as a Syracuse fan and now alum, Jason. And for some of your friends, just tell them this. The sun will rise tomorrow. This too shall pass. Mike Ditka, upon being exited as Bears coach.
Well, look, I'll tell you this, because as you talked about with the media and everything else, and, you know, my favorite quote of him was this, is that the one thing I bet he regrets is that he's the one that put all of this in motion. Because there was a press conference following a game about a month ago in which they asked him, because they ask about his future all the time, and he gives them the same answer. But he said after the game, "It's my decision. It's my decision whether or not
very
to retire. They've given it to me." And that was the moment where this whole narrative was activated. It was like you had a really powerful computer that is just sitting, and you don't want to turn it on because when you turn it on, crazy things, it's like Skynet. We don't want to make Skynet aware. If you make Skynet aware, suddenly the world's going to end, right? And that's what Boeheim had. Don't turn the computer on. Don't turn the computer. You're getting older. You're not winning. And you need to be able to keep what you want to keep your job. Keep going down. Make people think that we're turning around the corner. But the minute he said that, that turned that Skynet computer on. Everything was activated, and the whole "is this it for Boeheim" storyline continued from there. There was no real, is he going to retire? It was always, well, maybe in a year, he'll announce after this year, he'll do another year or two, because that's always what he said. He said, I'm always going to give a year or two notice so people know what's going on, and we know who the coach is going to be, so we can continue to recruit. Right? He's always said
that. Well, and that was
right?
Your immediate right. reaction to the loss before he ever said a word and sat down at that press.
He always said, that's how I'm going to do it. And now, because of that conversation, and it blew up and ran out of control, this is where we are today. Where I think if he could go back, he wouldn't say anything. He would just not say anything. Would just say, I'll deal with that at the end. Every year you give me the same questions. Let's talk about the game tonight and let's go on. But it's my decision. It's my now. Maybe something was going on behind closed doors there at that point, and he got a little mad about it. But the worst thing to do right there was to make that public, because once that got out there, whoa, my decision. Hey, university, what do you have to say? And now suddenly we accelerated that timeline where maybe it was going to be the end of the year. We want you to retire in a year or two, Jim. We really want you to do this and all this stuff.
Jim.
Oh, you're the wrong Jim. I'm thinking of Jim Nance. Jim.
Jason, you should be feeling a lot of relief right now.
Why is that?
Because you're going to have a new coach after 47 years.
Yeah,
somebody that's going to be good.
No.
Hope look, and out of the mediocrity.
I'm in a combination.
Maybe you'll get a good coach.
I'm in a combination of sadness and optimism because, look, I do like to go to the tournament every year. And maybe the next, Adrian Autry is going to be a little bit different. Guy was a great player at Syracuse.
He's the Cowboy,
they
right?
Gene Autry? Yes, that's him. Yes, he is. Yes,
he's got a museum
down
by the zoo here in Los Angeles.
He's got the lasso and he goes.
Down by the zoo.
Well, lasso comes back next week. Yeah. I think you're now conflating it. Be a goldfish.
Yeah, no spoilers, Smith. No spoilers.
I am sad and I am optimistic because, like I said, I do like going to the. I don't like being under 500.
You should be happy.
We're basketball
Let's
royalty,
celebrate
man.
This. Let's celebrate
Syracuse
this.
Syracuse is
Boeheim's
basketball
out. Forever.
Boy. Twitter at How About a Fresca. If you would like a job here at Fox Sports Radio, let me know and we can clean house. We can just do a let's get rid
just
of everybody.
Just like they're doing in Syracuse.
Just get rid of everybody. We're going to get rid of everybody. Everybody's making too much money. They've been around too long.
Are you leaving?
We're
get I don't
rid
know.
Of everybody.
That's their decision.
We're going to get rid of everybody. Bring in all new people.
I'm
it's
not
what we're
Mr.
Doing.
Lebowski. You're Mr. Lebowski. I'm the dude.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. They'll show you the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Pirelli tires. They're shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Pirelli test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
But joining us now on the hotline for all the latest news in the NBA, Fox Sports 1, NBA insider extraordinaire. You can follow him on Twitter, at Rick Bucher. Check out his On the Ball podcast. Rick Bucher joining us today for the first time in a month since the Knicks lost their last game. It's been a full month, Rick Bucher, of a month, weekly visits by you since the Knicks lost their last game. And here you are with us again tonight. Thank you for coming on.
It's how I set my calendar.
Oh, good.
Right on. Hi, buddy.
So what do you think of our idea? It's a show called The Lakers Are Back with a question mark. Because everybody sees, and that's the daily debate, right? And the first segment of the show is the highlight of the game. The second segment is man on the street interviews of fans saying they're either back or they're not. The third segment is the two hosts debating whether or not the Lakers are back. And the fourth segment is we show our online poll results from fans who think the Lakers are back or not. And that's a show.
Yeah, I think you could do that pretty much every day from day one of the season.
There we go. There we go.
We call it. You're good.
We call it disputed. No. But no. The Lakers are back with a question mark. That's a show.
You don't have to call it disputed. Call it life in L.A. For whatever reason, and it's funny because even with LeBron out of the picture, it's still, we're talking about a team that is tied for ninth, that is trying to scrape in to the play-in, that I don't know if they get to the playoffs, and if they do, there's a lot of talk of make noise. Now I got people saying, who could beat the Lakers if LeBron comes back? And my answer, my short answer is just about anybody. But, for whatever reason, it's the Lakers. It's Anthony Davis. It's the new pieces. They do have a soap opera element. And this is a long way from winning time, but it still feels like it's the same story. I mean, look at what Anthony Davis is doing. We've wanted to see this Anthony Davis forever. Yep. Forever. And now that they're in this place where this Anthony Davis gets them, scrapes them into the play-in, maybe gets them to the playoffs, it's I'll take it, but I would have rather have seen this Anthony Davis when it would mean a little more than this. Then it's just they're trying to stay relevant at this point. And here's the other part: like, if you look at the West, and they can continue this way, and they're a feel good story. There's still a possibility. I would be very surprised if Oklahoma City rejoins the fray. And so, I would say that the Lakers are a certainty to be in the play-in. But, if they lose, don't get out of the play-in, all the moves that they made to get this roster together now impacts their free agency over the summer in a big way. So if you're feeling good, like, hey, you give me a full season of these Lakers, that's going to be a different story, then okay. They might be able to keep this roster together. But if you're thinking like, hey, we're going to have this roster and then we're going to add pieces or whatever, now this is kind of who you are going forward as a result. And we'll see whether it pays off this season.
All they needed to do was make him bleed his own blood. So I'll ask the question that I have to. Jason, on Monday, he took yesterday off in mourning because the Knicks lost to Charlotte.
Yeah.
He just was so beside himself with that. No LaMelo Ball, and you lose that game, and everything goes asunder.
Nobody loses to the Charlotte Hornets. Nobody loses to the Charlotte Hornets.
They were tired after they have a 2-0 lead in our best-of-7 series against the Celtics. We needed a night off there. It's
Knicks,
fine.
Yo.
Man.
I don't even need to ask the question. Jason had him as top 5. What say you?
Top 5 what?
NBA.
Top 5 most disappointing performances?
Listen, if you did if you did an NBA power ranking right now. NBA power rankings right now, this moment in time. The Knicks are a top 5 team. Right now, this moment in time, right now power ranking, Knicks are a top 5 team.
You can say it 3 more times or 5 more times. It's not
going to
make any more true.
Okay, let me ask
That's
you this.
That's the greatest pause and response
let me ask
ever.
Who are you taking? Okay.
Say it once more with feeling.
Hang on.
Just give it to me one more. Give it
okay.
to me one
hang
more
on,
time.
Hang on. Who are you taking if the Knicks are power top right power 5? Bucks, Celtics, Sixers, Nuggets. Who are you taking over the Knicks at the, after those 4 teams?
Bucks, Celtics,
Sixers, Nuggets. Who are you taking over the Knicks right now? The Cavaliers? You're not. Memphis? You're not. Sacramento? You're not.
But what's the next one?
Lakers.
Lakers are back, baby.
Did you include the Suns?
Well, KD had a layup line last snafu tonight, so now we're kind of waiting to see.
In the last 30 seconds, the New York Knicks just moved into the top 5.
Oh, okay. Wait a minute. Okay.
Boy, are you sneaking in.
Okay.
KD's ankle is sore. Phoenix is out.
Okay, wait a minute. So what you're saying is then the Knicks would be 6 because you would take the Suns ahead. That's fine. You want to take the Suns ahead. The Knicks are 6th in the Rick Bucher power rankings? Okay. I don't think that's that far off.
Actually, one of the teams that I really like right now, that the record doesn't look great, but the Minnesota Timberwolves, I think, are coming together. I think the Mike Conley move quietly. They're figuring some things out. Him coming over from Utah, he knows how to keep Rudy Gobert involved. He knows how to get Anthony Edwards going. They're playing more Kyle Anderson, so they're playing smarter basketball. Look, the Knicks have been on one, and I have been skeptical of them largely because they're the Knicks, and historically, what they've been and how Tom Thibodeau generally coaches, and just looking at their lack of creativity offensively. I mean, I will say this: it's very impressive that they are doing what they're doing. And I made a comparison of them to 2 years ago, and I will say this is a better team than that team for sure. But I'm still, I'll ask you this, because they're playing, I mean, it's fair to say they're playing close to their max. Is that fair to say? Or they're playing at a very high level. Who is it that elevates their game in the postseason to take them the next step? Because it's going to be, like the playoffs, everybody takes a step up. That's the requirement. And that's where, like, is Jalen Brunson going to go to another level? I don't think that's realistic to ask that. So who is it that's going to make that turn? That's what I don't see. And that's why, in spite of what has been a really good and surprisingly good regular season, I still sound like a skeptic, because I don't know how they meet what is a playoff expectation, which is you're playing at this level. Now you got to go to another level if you want to advance a round or two. And maybe there's somebody that I'm missing. So tell me, enlighten me, who you think that player could be.
Willis Reed. You never know.
Yeah.
You never know.
Yeah.
Hey, lastly, Rick, quickly, obviously, look, the Ja Morant story's been a really big deal the last few days, and we get the announcement today he's going to be away from the team for four more games. They're not calling it a suspension. Adam Silver is not weighed in, which I think is weak, and I don't get how he backs away from things so often. How do you think this winds up getting resolved as the Ja Morant story goes?
Well, the fact that he's not facing any legal, I mean, that loomed large. And now there's some question of whether he has some sort of issues, a drinking issue. That's kind of been floated out there. And if that's the case, then, you know, it's a matter of, can he get help? Can he get treatment? Is that an explanation for the behavior that, I mean, and that just not knowing, but that would make a lot of sense to me, because while this looks really bad, it's not the Ja Morant. It's a very extreme departure from who I've seen Ja Morant be in a variety of ways, both as a teammate and with fans, and representing the city of Memphis. And so that would explain a lot. And if that is what it's going to take for him to get back on the beam, then I think that the number of games that he misses is really irrelevant. It's really a matter of, can he get back to, can he solve his problem in order to be able to continue his life and continue to be a great player? You know, the NBA is vested in him. They don't want to see Ja Morant fail, because he's potentially, you know, one of the future faces, but certainly one of the future stars of this league. And they have no interest in just burying the kid and moving on. Like, they want to see him return to his best self. So I don't know how many games it's going to take. In spite of where they are in the standings, I feel like this has been a major disruption or hiccup to this season. And I say that, and at the same time, I'm like, you know what? If this has to be sacrificed in order for Ja to get back on the beam, then I think that's a small price to pay for what could be a very bright future for a kid. And a lot of people are like, you don't make excuses for him. He did this, he did that. Look, it's one thing if you I don't know what happened with the kid. You know, when it's violence towards somebody else, then that's a whole different category. If we're talking about what really sparked all of this, which was, you know, messing around, you know, not even brandishing, but just showing a gun while he was dancing, that's just utter stupidity. It's one thing if he's pointing it at somebody, if he's using it, like, I see that as a different category. And certainly getting into an altercation with a kid, that's in a different category. But again, I've seen people who, you know, when inebriated or who have drinking problems, like, they do a lot of stuff that is out of character. And I'm going to hope that that is the issue here, because it means the possibility that we can see the true character of Ja Morant once again.
You can follow him on Twitter at Rick Bucher. That is at Rick Bucher. Check out the On the Ball podcast as well. Rick, as always, buddy, appreciate your time. Great stuff, my friend.
Kelly Oubre Jr., yo.
You're the best, Rick.
Thanks, Rick.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine. or a ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Health Aid Kombucha.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.